of complaint monitoring and reporting. Thank you. Now, when it comes to the participation in the COP28 and the presence of NGOs.
Committed to ensure that COP28 is inclusive of all, especially those at the front lines of climate change, including civil society, indigenous people, and youth. They are best placed to articulate grassroots concerns and propose policies that will improve the lives of citizens. They are critical agents in creating the right environments for COP28 to be a success and raising the ambition to keep 1.5 alive. We believe that breaking down barriers to participation is key for COP28, and the COP28 presidency will be facilitating and advocating for more meaningful observer participation at COP in the Blue Zone and in the UNFCCC negotiations. We will continue to have an open dialogue and discussion about what more we can meaningfully do to ensure an inclusive COP28.
Now, with regard to our responses, that will be it from us, Mr.